You're listening to the Tina and Drew Show on AM 1090. Now live in the studio, local real estate experts Tina Mitchell and Drew Ebner.
Welcome to the July 23rd edition of the Drew and Tina Show right here on AM 1090. I'm Drew Ebner, self-proclaimed mortgage guru. And sitting to my left, the beautiful and talented, the mortgage diva, Miss Tina Mitchell.
Drew, correction, it's the Tina and Drew Show.
As always, Tina, you catch me when I try to slip in the Drew and Tina Show. It is the Tina and Drew Show, and we're right here on AM 1090 every Saturday at 3 p.m. Tina and I are partners in the Real Estate Radio Network. The Real Estate Radio Network is a national network of local real estate professionals dedicated to delivering timely, balanced truth about our local market conditions in an effort to help people of Seattle maintain good credit, minimize debt, and ultimately achieve the American dream of home ownership. The Tina Drew Show is dedicated to rebuilding Seattle's housing and credit markets 1 week at a time. If you listen to the national news, you're always going to hear some bad news regarding our economy and the national housing statistics. The unemployment rates are too high. The list goes on and on. If you want to buy into all that negative news, that's your decision. Within every market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. There are tremendous opportunities right here in Seattle. You just need some trusted advice. That's our message that Tina and I will be delivering every Saturday right here on AM 1090.
You can reach Drew and I at 1-888-776-1090 or contact us online at tinaandrew.com. Again, that's 1-888-776-1090 or online at tinaandrew.com. Introducing our first guest today, we're fortunate and very excited to have in studio Judy Cliburn, and she's a member of Washington State House Representative. She's been representing the District 41 since 2002. Judy was a member of the Mercer Island Council from 1995 to 2001, and she also served as mayor of the city of Mercer Island during that time. Judy's been appointed to the following committees: Healthcare and Wellness Committee, Joint Transportation Committee, and Transportation Committee. We have her here in studio today to give us an insight on State Route 520 tolls. If you do want more information after the show, you can visit www.wsdot.wa.gov and you can search for 520 tolls. Is there a better way to get information, Judy?
No, Tina, I think that's a really good place for everybody to go, and they can look at anything else that they're interested in.
There you go.
Judy, those who aren't familiar with your role with House Representative and your Transportation Committee, can you give us an overview about your office and what it oversees?
I always like to start out with trains, planes, and automobiles. It's a little bit of everything. We get to do ferries. We get to do road projects that are state. We help with local projects quite a bit. We do some things with transit. We do have a few public airports. We do Washington State Patrol and the Department of Licensing. So we actually have our fingers in a lot of pies.
Wow, and that's all under your office?
It is. It's mostly under DOT. Some of them are separate agencies, but they all come under the transportation umbrella.
Gotcha. I didn't know that your arm went that across the state like that.
Oh, we also have, I'm glad you reminded me, we have freight rail and Amtrak.
Oh my gosh,
my mom loves Amtrak. I have some great memories on the train. Anyways, I don't want to get sidetracked on that.
No.
Judy, can you give us an overview of, we're really here to talk to you today about the 520 tolls. I mean, Drew and I have been talking about this on the impact it might have on our local real estate market, good or bad, but can you give us an overview?
Yes, I think it's helpful when we're talking about all these projects to understand where we've been. We have two public-supported gas taxes that were raised in 2003 and 2005. And I don't think people always understand that transportation has its own separate budget. And it is not part of the general fund. So when you talk about the $5 billion shortfall in education and healthcare, we're not really in competition. Although the general public they're not always aware of that. So one of the things we have done with the gas tax is we have put that to work across the state. And when we are done with the 400 plus projects that were promised out of those gas taxes, that money is bonded for 25 years. And so we can't say, well, now we're done with these projects so we can take the money and move it on. It's committed. So that's why we're looking at things like tolling and some of the other conversations that you'll hear about revenue.
So that makes sense. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are frustrated that they hear, oh, you know, this toll is going to be $3 to $5 each way. But the reality of it is that the gas tax that was passed in, I believe, 2003, that money is committed, and it's committed for the next 25 years. So it's not like we have a windfall of revenue to the state to do what we want to, you know, new projects. It's committed. It's there for 25 years. And until that's paid for, we need to find a new way to improve our infrastructure. Is that?
That's true. And I think we need to know that the Central Puget Sound region has a much higher number of very big mega projects, which statewide dollars, it would take an awful lot of statewide dollars to build them. So we are actually doing our part, helping by doing tolling in the Central Puget Sound region.
Okay. So, Judy, I think of, and I did as well before we sat down and talked with you earlier, I was just thinking of the negative impact it's going to cost me money to go over the bridge. I mean, can we, I liked your response and some things that I didn't really consider. Can you share with our listeners? I mean, it's not, let's share the positive side of this and how really the cost of it is going to be a benefit when it's all said and done.
Well, if you think about time is money, and then you are making a choice on where you're going to live. So right now, going across the 520 bridge, is you have to put a lot of time just to make sure that you're not going to have to sit in traffic.
Right. It's
There's
pretty hit or miss.
No surety. If you have tolls, you have actually put congestion in a different place, because we're going to have higher tolls at peak, and people may change their pattern. They may change where they live or where they work, but it will make a much more even a commute. And so there is something about the tolling that there is a positiveness, that you will actually know what it's going to cost you, but you also know that you're going to get across the bridge.
And on that same note, I mean, if we compare with different states, I mean, we've been pretty fortunate on the cost side of it in comparison to other states that, I mean, almost all of them have tolls, right?
Well, any state with density or freight, They usually have had tolls for years. Mm-hmm. It is new, so it's a little uncomfortable. It's a little scary for people. I will say that when the Tacoma Narrows Bridge tolling, the idea started, people hated it. But when they got done and they had a half hour at home with their kids, they loved the tolls.
So the major opportunity for me, because I would go to Seattle 2 to 3 times a week, and you know, I plan my day around my appointments. And so, you know, if I'm gonna, I try to avoid coming over at night. I try to make my appointments during the day. It kind of the same thing for you at home, is that, you know, it is what it is. It's gonna happen sooner or later, and you know, the sooner that we can get the toll up. I know that's not a popular statement by any means, but the way I view it is that if I can spend a half hour, like you said, with my family, with my soon-to-be family, excuse me.
Well, just because your family right now.
Well, right. Yeah, I love my wife. But
and Brooklyn's on her way.
Brooklyn, our little baby girl, is on her way in October. But if I can avoid a half hour of traffic and get home and spend that quality time, I'm all for spending $3 to $5 on it. It's an opportunity cost that you can't give back.
And if you have choices and you have discretion, you could actually go at a cheaper time. And
Absolutely.
So the tolls start to move people into other time frames, so that if you have a choice, you make your doctor's appointment at not at peak time, but you'd be going across the bridge at the shoulder time.
Or, yeah.
And if you go in the middle of the night, it's free.
Yep. Hey, Judy, so what are on a two thing here? I want to go over where the term freeway came from in just a second here, but are we at risk that we're going to have tolls on I-5, and will you tell the listeners where freeway came from?
Oh, okay. Well, for some reason, we asked for a study on I-5 because it had come up 2 years ago, and we had a report on it that came out on our tolling day, which was last week, and it took on a life of its own. It is not a popular subject to just go out and talk about tolling I-5. Mm-hmm. I'm not terribly interested in tolling I-5. It did not look good from the study, but it's sort of like trying to put out a brush fire. So what I think people really want to know is that we're using our heads about how we move forward with tolling, that it will be for new capacity or rebuilding the capacity that we have, and it won't just be used as a slush fund. I think that is the big fear about tolling. They want to know how we're going to use it. And we on the West Coast have had freeways since they were built.
Mm-hmm.
And freeways probably, we're not going to have freeways anymore.
But that's why they were named freeways,
right? That's why they were, yes.
See, my husband doesn't believe me. I told him that last night, and he says no, and I tried to look it up on Google, but that's why they're called freeways.
They're called freeways.
So if they do get tolled, the toll would be on the express lane, right?
Well,
or
on I-5, we're not even going to talk about that because
okay, yeah,
it's
so
not even
I-5.
On my radar screen. I'm really sorry it ever came up because it's just a boondoggle. But the tolls that we'll have on other, there are two kinds of tolls that we're looking at right now that are really coming in. And the other one is a 405 hot lane, which we will build in new capacity and then charge people in single occupancy cars to go in, and that way you actually people have a choice if they want to.
I would take advantage of it all day long.
And you could pay, and then that also increases the capacity what's left in the general purpose lane.
Sure. So on the tolling, Judy, yes. Your favorite topic. Where are we at with those difficult pesky transponders?
Well, the transponders are having a problem on the Tacoma Narrows Bridge because they are changing over the technology from one vendor to the new vendor.
Okay.
But on the 520, we're going to be using a very good, high-quality and low-cost transponder, which we are now driving across the nation. From what we hear, this is going to be the new industry standard, and it will work very well for us. But in order to get that all set up, it's very technical how we are doing the banking process.
Okay.
The back office is what's holding us up. And we will be able to get moving forward, I would say, by September. But, you know, I hate to put things out there, but I have a feeling we will be able to get started. And I know that there's in the press this $1 million a week that we're losing. We are not collecting $1 million a week,
right.
But we're also not spending on the other end. So we're
so you know how to cut.
We're
your spending.
Fine. Well, we're not paying the vendor because they're not doing the job. And some of the costs of the snafus will be covered by the vendor, but that will be worked out. We're going to get it up and running, and I think once it is up and running, people are going to become comfortable with it and be able to create their life around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lived on the I-90 bridge where people have for years said, oh, I don't want to live on the other side of that bridge. I'm thinking that those kinds of discussions will be the same kind of discussion you have with 520. You have a choice.
Sure.
And you can either choose to be on a congested bridge or you can be on a toll bridge and get home.
Mm-hmm. What about, Judy, the off-peak tolling? What is off-peak tolling?
Well, off-peak tolling, at peak, you will have about 350, I think, is what we have right now. And then if you get off-peak, which is a shoulder, and I think it's after, I don't have all that. If you want to have that, you better go online and find out. But at a shoulder time, it would be about 290 to, and then you go down to a dollar something.
Okay.
And in the And then you start getting back into peak in the afternoon.
Perfect. So again, you can go online to www.wsdot.wa.gov and just put up in the search 520 tolls, and you can get all the information we're talking about today.
For those that are just tuning in to the Tina and Drew Show, we have Judy Cliburn of the House Transportation Committee talking about the 520 bridge. Judy, as far as the tolls that are going to be collected, I think there's some misinformation out in the media that once the tolls are collected, that the tolls should be done after the bridge is paid for. But obviously, there's cost to maintain the bridge. It's not cheap. So the money that is collected is going to be put into maintenance and reserves and future projects. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Tacoma Narrows Bridge has been set up to pay off their bonds. I figure in 30 years, they'll probably be wanting some more money for maintenance and new preservation on that bridge, and it may not disappear there either, but that was set up that way. The 520 bridge and any other tolled facilities will not have that go away. It's not set up to go away when the bridge bonds are paid off. That will be quite a ways down the road, but then we will have it for maintenance. And on those floating bridges, the floating bridges are really high maintenance, so we're going to need to keep them up because they
right.
become very vulnerable in a storm. That's why we're replacing this, is it could go down in a storm. When, you know, unlike an earthquake
right.
for the viaduct, we have a just a simple big storm could take this one down.
I was reading on the website regarding how they're building the pontoons, and I mean, it's almost indestructible, up to 92 mile per hour winds, and the biggest earthquake Seattle would ever see. You know, it's supposed to survive that. So I'm glad we're putting the money and resources
news.
Into that.
Yes, you know, one of the things that we when we talked about good to go, the other way you can pay your tolls if you don't have a transponder is your license will have a picture taken, and that license will then be jived up with a Department of License in your name, and they will send you a bill. And it will cost about a dollar more to do it that way. But if you only go across that bridge twice a year,
right.
and you're from Eastern Washington, that's a good way to go. You don't have to pay for the transponder and worry about it. You can also go online and pay after you've gone or before when you think you're going to go.
Okay.
So there's lots of options that are available.
So, Judy, can you talk? I know there's been a little concern about the tracking of the funds. Can you give us some insight on that?
I don't think you have to be concerned about that, but one of the reasons why we're slow is because we are asking for a higher back office mm-hmm. tracking of those funds.
You want to do it right.
And the industry itself said they could do that,
mm-hmm.
but what they found out is nobody can do it. No, it's not just this one vendor. There are no vendors that can actually track it the way we are asking for it to be done. However, we will get there, and I bet we will get there within the next year. But rather than wait for that tracking, we will do as much as we can with the existing technology, and then we will do the rest manually.
So it's not just an Excel spreadsheet and debit and credit.
Boy, we sure wish it was.
So, Judy, when I was doing my research on having you as a guest on our show, the Tina and Drew Show on AM 1090, I was unaware of that we actually had a toll on the 520 bridge in 1963.
Drew, you weren't even born yet, and you're quite a bit younger than I am, and I wasn't born yet.
I know. So it was like 100 years ago.
Well, you're making me feel really old, but I'm going to answer that question anyway. I do remember when the tolls were on, and this is one reason why it makes some sense to look back and say, if we had kept the tolls on even for a small amount, because it wasn't very much.
Right.
We would have the money today
yeah.
to build this bridge. We would have done it 15, 20 years, you know, a while back mm-hmm. before we were in such a vulnerable state. And I think that that's why we will keep tolls on, because we need to be responsible for what we're doing in the future. But yes, it was there. We took it off and we learned that people supported it then, and they'll probably support it this time.
Yeah. Well, Judy, thank you so much for coming and sharing your insight with our listeners today. We really appreciate it. Again, we've had in studio Judy Cliburn. She's the House Chair of the Transportation Committee. And again, thank you, Judy, for being here with us today.
My pleasure.
Tina, what do we got next week?
Well, another exciting guest. We have Jeff Prescott coming in from REMAX Metro Realty. He's the owner of Prescott Group, and he's been servicing the public with their real estate needs since 1987. So you will not want to miss out on him in studio next week.
Then also joining us is going to be president of Kendall Homes, Mr. Kevin Murray. We're going to have a discussion about why new construction might be the best opportunity in this marketplace. This is Drew Ebner signing off for the Mortgage Diva, Ms. Tina Mitchell.
And this is Tina Mitchell signing off for the self-proclaimed mortgage guru, Drew Ebner. This has been the Tina and Drew Show on AM 1090 every Saturday at 3 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk with you next Saturday.